You mentioned the studies looking at vaccines. Can you talk about what types of vaccines are out there, how they're made, and what clinical data we have right now on that strategy?
There are a few different vaccines that have been in development. The one that is probably the furthest along is the MUC1 vaccine. MUC, or MUC1, is a tumor antigen that is fairly universally expressed in lung cancer and is expressed in a lot of different tumors, but generally is not expressed in normal tissue. At ASCO a couple of years ago, a randomized phase 2 trial was presented in which patients who had either stage 3 or stage 4 lung cancer were randomized to vaccine or placebo. It wasn't truly placebo because some Cytoxan is given along with the vaccine, so the control arm got the Cytoxan periodically. There was a statistically significant survival benefit in that trial for locally advanced lung cancer patients who received the vaccine as compared to the control arm, and really somewhat surprising that that didn't attract a lot of notice at ASCO that year. That strategy is now going forward in the phase 3 setting, and that trial is open at a few centers and is rapidly opening to worldwide accrual. I think Francis Shepard is the worldwide PI on the trial. The second vaccine that's not quite as far along is the MAGE vaccine, which was presented at ASCO last year. The strategy there is going forward in the adjuvant setting. So they again presented fairly interesting results in a randomized phase 2 trial in which patients were randomized after surgery for lung cancer to either vaccine or observation. And again, there was an improvement in disease-free and overall survival in a randomized phase 2 trial. So that is likewise going forward into the phase 3 setting. And the one concern we have about accrual for that trial is patients will not be allowed to receive chemotherapy because that's the way the original trial that showed benefit was developed. So we think that may slow accrual, certainly in the United States.